You got to tune to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Texans who celebrate Christmas have all sorts of different holiday traditions. One differentiator, I suppose, is the tree. Some go artificial, some get one from a tree lot, and others like to go and chop one down themselves. Texas isn't exactly known for being a winter wonderland, but there are enough Christmas tree growers in Texas to form a Texas Christmas Tree Growers Association, and Francis Frederick is its current president. Mr. Frederick, thanks so much for taking some time out of what I know is one of the busiest times of your year.
Not a problem, sir.
How's it looking out there in, what do they call it? They don't call it the tree patch, I don't suppose. What do they call that, a tree farm?
Tree farm.
How's it looking out there?
Well, we actually sold out Saturday.
Good night. So demand is high. Is this saying something about supply this year?
Not necessarily. The demand for the live tree has gone up over the last, probably 8-9 years, mm-hmm. Since the recession in 2009.
I see. I have to say, I was sort of hinting at this from the beginning. Now, I've actually cut my own Christmas tree just a little bit east of Austin once upon a time. And it was loads of fun. But I think a lot of listeners may be surprised to know that Christmas trees are grown in a place like Texas. I mean, and that you have enough Christmas tree growers that you have an association of them.
Yes, sir. We have right now just over 100 members of the association.
Wow.
There are other farms that are not members of the association, though.
Now, what kinds of Christmas trees tend to grow well in Texas?
East of 35, you have the Virginia pine, which is about most of what are grown there. There are some Leland cypress, and then also some Carolina sapphire and Arizona ice. And those two are a bluish green tree. And then you get west of 35, you typically see the Afghan pine or blue-eyed Erica is the proper name for that. And then some of the guys out there that irrigate quite a bit do have some of the Lelands out there also.
You know, I think a lot of folks, they see the lots up and they certainly go, you know, they go to HEB and pick out a tree. And there's this idea that what you're getting is sort of a Texas tree. I gather that's not the case.
That is not. I don't know of any tree grower in association that sells to a lot. Most of them are choose and cut farms. And they want the people to come out for the traditions and experience and memory of cutting a tree with the family.
Now, let me ask you, because I know this is high season and you've sold out, which has got to be great for the bottom line. But how tough is it the rest of the year? How do you sort of keep the the money flow going, as the banker might say?
We actually work full year because we start planting in January, replanting. And then you have to fertilize in March, and then you trim in May. And then, of course, you take care, make sure no insects or fungus or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And then you trim again in October, last part of October. And then, of course, you get ready for fall then. And some of the farms also have a pumpkin patch in October.
Right.
And then some of them do a Easter egg hunt for Easter.
I hear some of your trees have been celebrities, that you've had some in the Capitol building and the governor's mansion. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Every year the president gets to take some trees to the Capitol and the governor's mansion. And they've been doing that, I think, for 20 years.
That's pretty cool. You must probably get questions from folks who are sort of concerned about chopping down their own tree and what that means for the environment. What do you tell them?
Well, I tell them that, it's nice thing to do, that you get that tradition and experience, and we're always replanting right back after we cut down a tree. The way we do it is good for the environment, because then a lot of the places they take the tree and then they recycle them back into mulch.
Francis Frederick is president of the Texas Christmas Tree Growers Association. His farm is in Van Alstine, and though they're sold out for this holiday season, there are plenty of other Texas tree farms that you can check out. We'll have a link to their website at texasstandard.org. Mr. Frederick, thanks again and happy holidays.
You too. Thank you.